Well, the governor of Virginia, Ralph Northam, you know, Governor Blackface, he went ahead and signed an emergency declaration yesterday, banning all weapons, including guns, from the Capitol Square ahead of a big rally planned for Monday. A big rally is planned for Monday in Richmond for gun rights because the new Democrat legislature, Democrat-controlled legislature, is promising to strip Virginia citizens of many of their rights to own and carry firearms, banning certain classes of weapons, creating ammunition-free zones, and a host of other half-baked ideas. But I want to grade a paper here for you real quick because I want to read to you how the Associated Press wrote this article and why the press is suspect in so many places so often. Here is the first line of an Associated Press article, Dateline Richmond, Virginia, posted last night at 10 o'clock. Fearing a repeat of the deadly violence that engulfed Charlottesville more than 2 years ago, Virginia Governor Ralph Northam declared a temporary emergency Wednesday, banning all weapons, including guns, from Capitol Square. Now, fearing a repeat of the deadly violence that engulfed Charlottesville more than 2 years ago. Really? I don't remember gunplay in Charlottesville. And by the way, Charlottesville was a whole different set of issues and conversations and factions and groups, including Antifa. Hello. But it paints it as in a way that if I was a professor at a journalism school, this kid, Alan Sutterman, and his partner, Denise Lavoie, would be flunked for the opening line. It's prejudicial. It's inflammatory. It has no place in an Associated Press article, but I digress. Ralph Northam said, let me be clear. There are considerable credible threats by law enforcement agencies. These are considered credible threats. thousands of gun rights advocates expected to rally in Richmond on Monday. And the reason, as I said, because the Virginia State House is considering a whole series of bills that would greatly restrict and impact gun ownership and the lawful carrying of guns and the kind of guns you could own in Virginia. It is a blueprint that's been sitting and waiting for years by the left. Any Democrat, any leftist who says, well, we believe in the Second Amendment, but everything bad happens at the word but. Northam derided those making the threats, and they're on social media. Newsflash, Twitter's not real. Northam decided to ban all guns from the grounds of the Capitol Square after receiving reports for weeks about inflammatory online postings by out-of-state pro-gun and militia groups who are promising to attend Monday's rally, so says this questionable article. No weapons will be allowed in the Capitol grounds. This includes everything from sticks and bats to chains and projectiles. It even includes helmets. Some of the threats they claim included storming the Capitol building, weaponized drones flying over, and a lot more. By the way, the Virginia State Police Chief, Gary Settle, said that violence will not be tolerated. And if that is your group and that is your intention, you are not welcome in Richmond, Virginia. You are not welcome here. So they've started putting up fencing today. The fencing is going up, chain link fence all around the Capitol. And there'll be one entrance and exit point from the state Capitol going forward. And that'll be the end of it. But it's not the end of the conversation for the gun control zealots in Virginia. In fact, it's just the beginning because they plan to outlaw semi-automatic rifles, a series of them, some of them called assault rifles. They plan to introduce language to ban ammunition from certain places, meaning if you get caught with 122 shell in your pocket, you're a criminal. You could be fined $500, sent to prison for a year. These are the kind of ideas that are being put forth in Virginia, the kind of ideas that are going to be pushed by those Democrats who say they respect the Second Amendment. Other rallies are going to be held. I'm also told there's a rally, a big rally at the state capitol in Lansing, where I am. Then I'm going to stop by. I had some people say, now, why would that happen on Martin Luther King Day? Well, I don't know. But their concern was that it would be frowned upon and attacked by the media and others because the gun rally is being held on the Martin Luther King holiday. Well, you know, Christmas and other holidays aren't exempt from gatherings of other sorts. So I guess I would just say, listen, the media is going to go after gun rights people anyway. The media, as a general rule, is going to attack those that support the Second Amendment anyway. And if they clamor about Martin Luther King holiday, then they're just clamoring about something else. It's a distraction, in my estimation. It's a distraction, and we'll keep an eye on that as we go forward. One other story here that caught my eye, a horrible story, really. But detectives in Celebration, Florida say a suspect now in custody after the man admitted to killing his wife and three children at a Disney hotel. Anthony Todd, 45, of Connecticut, charged with four counts of homicide in the deaths of his 42-year-old wife, Megan, and their three kids, Alec, Tyler, and Zoe, 13, 11, and 4, respectfully. That, according to the Osceola County Sheriff, Russ Gibson. And I don't know what possesses somebody. They died sometime toward the end of December, according to evidence and according to the suspect statements, according to the sheriff. The cause of death has not been put forth. We grieve along with the victim's family and friends, said Gibson. I cannot understand what would cause a person to commit such evil and horrendous acts. He was arrested Monday in this case. And I guess it caught my eye because they go to Disney and this is how it ends. People are a mess. A lot of darkness out there. That's why, you know, you have to be steadfast, look for the good things, look for the truth, and always be thankful for what you have. It's 51 after on this Thursday. You can always follow us at stevegruber.com, find out what's going on, find the podcast from previous interviews. Also, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. All of these places are all resources for you. Now, coming up straight ahead, we have got sports, of course, and then in hour number two, Liz Peek will be here from Fox News, so don't miss that. It's all coming up on The Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
The holidays are over, but the Roxor sale keeps rolling. Get $1,000 off 2019 models. No payments for 90 days. 2019 base models start at $15,999, but you can also combine that with special Roxor financing for additional savings. So whether you want to hit the trails or put it to work, it's even easier to get into the side-by-side unlike any other. Hurry into your Roxor dealer today. Restrictions apply. See your local dealer or visit RoxorOffroad.com/offers for complete details.